Terry, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
First of all, kudos to Kelly Chesney. She's been on quite a bit lately. She gives us lots of information. She's the greatest. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. You know, I've been there for 8 years. I've had a great team, and they've all been together for 8 years, and she's one of the stars, no doubt.
All right, give us the details. How many people voted yesterday? Did you have any major or minor malfunctions throughout the state?
No, our clerks did a great job. We had no issues. They ran a great system. In fact, we implemented our new poll book, electronic poll book out there, and all the clerks did a fine job with that, along with the voters, so we're very happy. But although turnout, though, we underestimated here a little bit, is that we actually had 44% turnout is what we're going with. Of course, this is all unofficial, we want you to know, because we're still taking things in and taking the information in. So around 3.2 million, we figured that if you and your county in Ingham had about 47% out there, so that's what we're looking at. So you're a little higher than average, so that's good.
Yesterday when I went to vote, I had a little delay as there was one person whose ballot, for whatever reason, was rejected, so she had to get another ballot. Someone else's name didn't pop up, and so there was a little delay. And I wondered, when you're checking in, is it possible to have two computers or two people checking you in, or do you just have to go with one depending on the size of the district that you're in?
Well, the local clerk makes that decision. I mean, they're the ones that pay for it. They're the ones that hire, and they're the ones that do that. So they set that up. You know, it depends on how the polling place is set up, what you need. You know, obviously, afterwards, we all go and talk to all the clerks and say, how'd it go? You know, did you think it worked well, the setup that you had? You know, is there some improvements you can do? We do that after every election. And there's changes that are made. Now, for the lady with the ballot, you mean she actually ran it through the scanner and it
Well, what I think happened is she punched or marked in too many in one area.
She overvoted.
Correct.
And that happens sometimes, especially with the judge races. And that's what's great about our system now. In the old days, it just went into the box. And unfortunately, if you overvoted, none of your votes counted in that race. And so now we have the optical scan system so that it'll tell you that, and then it allows that person to actually go back and recast their ballot so they can make sure that their vote counts.
Terry, I'm surprised at the amount of people who don't flip their ballot over and complete it before they turn it in.
I know. We tell people, we talk about it, and still they, you know, they don't do it. But, you know, the other thing, too, is we've talked to some folks, and sometimes people on the other side, unfortunately, it's down the ballot, as we say, and it can be the proposals or the judges, and maybe they just don't know those folks, and so they decide they just don't want to participate in that. So sometimes that happens, too, and that's America. You know, you don't have to vote every candidate or every ballot. You know, you can just pick what you want. That does happen with a lot of folks.
All right. Now, to be fair, I told you about a challenge that I had in waiting. But to be fair, I have to tell you that wait was about 5 minutes. It wasn't a big deal. And I pretty much jetted through, and so did a lot of other people. And the line was minimal. I was surprised because there was a lot of people voting in the precinct that I was in Ingham County.
Well, this new electronic poll book is really helpful. We swipe your driver's license. It goes into the system and pulls it up rather than having that paper book there. And you know, we're trying to modernize. We're working with our clerks. This is our second time we've used that. So we're, you know, just moving ahead slowly and doing a little pilot here. But we've done a lot of improvements over 8 years between the system and the training and all of that. And, you know, it's a process, but you've got a lot of volunteers out there, and you're just happy that everybody participates.
All right, tell me what happens. I voted, I put my ballot in, and it was recorded electronically. I could see the number that of the voter that I was at the time. I think it was like 995. So what happens when you start? What's the process when the polls close and you start tallying votes?
Well, what happens is there's a pack that comes out of the machine there, the optical scan machine, and that goes to the local county clerk. She puts it into their system, and then they send that to us. Now, if you probably go look at our website, you'll notice that Oakland County and Wayne are still out. Those are huge counties, needless to say, and they usually come in later in the day. Now, that doesn't mean the votes haven't been tallied. They've been done at the county, but it's just getting that processed to us. And then it goes from there to the Board of Canvassers locally at the county. They have about 13 days to then go over the numbers again. And then they send it up to the State Board of Canvassers, which is made up of two Republicans, two Democrats appointed by the governor. And they go over that again, along with our staff, and to make sure that, you know, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and everything's done correctly. And then if we all feel comfortable with that, then we certify that, the Board of Canvassers certifies that, and then I start issuing out the, you know, certificates to the winners to let them know that they've won. So it is a little bit of a process yet, so I remind everyone that these votes are unofficial until we get through the final process.
Now, that information in that electronic machine, the ballot that took my ballots,
right.
Does someone physically take that information and drive it to the clerk? How does that work?
Well, you're pretty close there. Yes, what happens at the end of the night, the prom pack is the name of it, technical name of it, is taken out of the machine in the precinct and brought to the city, the whatever municipality you have, city, township, village. Then they put it together there into a computer. They put the prom pack in that, and then they electronically send that to the county, and the county sends it to us. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Now, is that one person, or will it be a group of people just to secure the safety of it?
Well, yeah, it's the clerk. The local clerk is in charge of that. She sets up a system. Everybody's a little bit different on how they do it. In the city of Detroit, they do use a little more law enforcement, that type of thing. But sometimes, you know, the township is one precinct, so it's in the township. So it's literally just walking it across the hall. So, it, you know, again, it depends on the location and where it's at.
What happens to those ballots?
Well, they're kept. Because you might have a recount. At this point, I don't see any. Everything has been pretty solid with the votes, but you never know. And then after the Board of Canvassers certifies it, the people have the opportunity to then look at it themselves, too, and go, hey, you know, I think I want a recount. And then there's always that option, and then the locals, you know, are notified of that, and then we proceed there.
We're talking with Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. All right, Terry, Tony's running for office, and I don't believe I lost, darn it. I want a recount. What's the process for that?
Well, again, I'm going to be a little, you know, I'm not going to go through all the details. You can go to our website at michigan.gov/SOS. It has all the information there. But you have to file that with the local clerk and let them know. And then you have to pay for it. It's $10 a precinct. And you can do your whole district that you lost, or if you just want to do partial or whatever. But you have that opportunity to do that. Then they set a date. And, you know, a place and have the clerk. And depending on who it is, whether we get involved, if it's a local race, county commissioner, township, that type of thing, the clerk handles that. If it's a state rep that crosses district lines or a statewide official, for example, then we do that at the state. But we're always there to help the locals, even with theirs. If they request help, we will definitely help them. I always tell people if you're going to do a recount, get a good recount lawyer. You need that because we have lawyers on our side. So you want to make sure that you find somebody who does that. And there's lawyers that do that in town.
If you had an open checkbook, would you want a different equipment, more equipment? Is there a state that really does a great job at elections, or do you think what we do at Michigan is pretty good?
I think we're the best, actually. You know, we started out 8 years ago with five different systems. When I first came into office, we had the paper system, we had optical scan, we had punch cards, we had lever machines still. And I said, hey, let's wait a minute here. Let's all go to one system that works for everybody. And so we met with the clerks. The clerks were involved in this decision, met with the voters, met with vendors, met with everybody, and came up with the optical scan, which is the paper ballot going through a scanning device. And what's great about it is just what we talked about, recounts. It's a paper ballot, so if we want to do a hand recount, we can obviously still do that. And then it's got an electronic tabulator, so it's very efficient in counting the ballots at the end of the night. So we went to that. We also went to one system for the list of voters, the qualified voter file, so that's all the same across the state. We all cross-check that, so there's no duplications. And then also we have it with the motor vehicle file, so that if you change your address on your driver's license, we automatically change it in the voter file, which makes it a very clean system. And then we just went to a one ballot. It used to be that every clerk, you know, went to their own printer and did a ballot and all of that. Now we have electronic ballots. So we do one ballot from the state, locals fill in, and then we have a consistency of the ballot across the state. So that's new, and then, of course, our new electronic poll book. So we are the only major state in the union, out of Texas and Florida and California, that has the same system that I started with 8 years ago. The rest of them had to decertify systems. They never went to one system. They let the clerks pick their own. It's a mess out there. So we're very proud of our clerks and very proud of what we've done in Michigan.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with outgoing Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. Ruth Johnson wins the election, we believe. How will you help her in her transition into your office?
Well, one of the things that I said when a lot of folks said, so what do we do, Terry? You know, you're not running, so who do we, you know, support? And I said, well, you've got to have somebody who understands elections. I said, when I came 8 years ago, the federal government was not involved in elections. We ran our own. Well, now they have an EAC, an Elections Assistance Commission. They have all sorts of people that are in our business, as far as I'm concerned. And you really need to elect somebody who's had that experience. And that's what's great about Ruth. Ruth has been a local clerk, a county clerk in Oakland County for two terms. Before that, she was in the legislature, so she is very well prepared to take on this job. I'm very happy she won. I think she'll do a great job. Now, of course, there's a lot of things that are involved in the Secretary of State besides elections, motor vehicles and all of that. So I told her that, you know, once you get settled over there, because she's still doing her election in Oakland County as the clerk, you know, next week, come on in. We'll sit down. We've prepared transition books already for all of our departments. All my department heads have put together transition books, and we'll be happy to share that with her. And, you know, as soon as she feels comfortable, you know, when she wants to come in and start going through things, we'll be happy to do that.
All right. What's the best thing that's happened to you and the biggest disappointment in your tenure as Secretary of State?
Well, the biggest thing has been the process of improving elections and improving the motor vehicle offices. We've done a lot of work in that, and I'm very proud of that. And it's been a great opportunity to work with some great people, the Department of State. We have over 1,500 employees, and I'll tell you, when I first came in, they were a little skeptical. They weren't sure that, you know, all these new improvements could be done, and once we started doing them, they joined right in, and we're team players, and I'm very thankful for that, and I thank them publicly for that. And then, of course, the local clerks, just working with them has been great. One of the disappointments has been, the last couple of years, the legislature and the governor have been just stuck with the budget. I mean, we couldn't do any kind of improvements in elections or motor vehicles because they were so busy with the budget. I mean, the first year that I was there, we did consolidated elections, went from, you know, multiple elections down to three, you know, put in our new equipment, did so many things in elections legislatively the first couple of years. But then these last 2 years, there's been no progress at all in reform in elections. So I'm hoping the new governor, along with Ruth Johnson, can go out there and take some time to do, you know, early in-person voting and some of the other new reforms that need to be done, and hopefully they can get that budget under control and work on some other things.
What's next for you?
Well, right now I'm just, you know, my term doesn't end until January 1, so I've got a couple months yet to still, you know, finish a few things up and get Ruth Johnson settled here. But I'm going to take a little vacay, going to go to Florida for a little bit. And, it's been a long 8 years. The biggest challenge of my job is the state. Love it, but it's huge. And I've been traveling the state for 8 years, 80,000 miles a year in my car. I'm ready to sit down in the sun for a little bit and then take some thought, and then we'll see what's next.
Do you know where you're going to be working in 2011?
Well, no, I'm just open right now. Like I said, it's been a good 8 years, but it's been a long 8 years. I'm really ready to let go of that and to move on to something different. And worked with a lot of candidates, had some great successes last night, as you know. Our party did very well and very proud of all of our candidates. So we'll let them take that job on, and we'll see what next challenge is for me. I'm up for another challenge. That's what I need.
I know something. What it's going to be, Terry.
You know what it is.
Terry Lynn Land, Senator.
Senator. Well, there you go. That's a new challenge.
I knew you weren't going to bite that, but I had to try. Terry, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm sure I will before the year's out, but thanks so much for your time.
Sure, no problem. Enjoy talking with you, too. Appreciate what you do for the community.